It's nice when September the 14th falls on a Sunday, because then we get to celebrate this great feast, the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The word exaltation, what does it mean? If you look up in the dictionary, you find that exaltation means the act of being raised in rank, power, dignity, but it could also mean a state of intense happiness or euphoria. Maybe some of you are experiencing that right now. What does it mean, though, in the context of the mystery of the cross, the exaltation of the Holy Cross? How can that be exalted? Torture by crucifixion on a cross had to be the most horrible, painful way a person could die. So how could this very instrument of death be exalted? The answer, of course, lies in what has been attained through the mystery of the cross. And that is, instead of death, the cross brings eternal salvation and life. That's why it's raised in dignity. That's why it's exalted. It's now the most precious symbol of life, as strange as that might seem. It's because the Son of Man, God, was raised up on the cross, and by his dying, he opens the way to eternal life. It was in the year 326 AD that St. Helena, mother of the Emperor of Constantinople, found the true cross on which our Savior was crucified. The date was May 3rd, 326. And so Constantine, her son, had a magnificent basilica erected over this place of crucifixion and the sepulcher where Jesus was buried, and it was dedicated, guess when? September 14th, 335. But in the year 614, the Muslims attacked. Fire was destroyed the basilica. The true cross was actually captured by the invading Muslims. But in 628 AD, the Emperor of Constantinople reconquered Jerusalem and was able to recover the true cross. That date was September 14th. So in the West, the Exaltation of the Holy Cross commemorates what happened on September 14th, the basilica being dedicated, the true cross being recovered. The relics of the true cross then were sent to many different churches. And just like the relic that's going to be venerated after this Mass here at Prince of Peace, it's a custom to kiss it, remembering the victory of Christ through his death on the cross. What does kissing signify? Kissing signifies reverence, love, respect. Sometimes we call this the Feast of the Triumph of the Holy Cross. When we think of triumph, of course, we think of victory. And in reference to the Holy Cross, this can only mean that Christ's death on the cross was a victory. It was a victory over sin and even over death. And that's why the cross is something very precious, why it's venerated by kissing it. There is, or there should be, a profound love for the wood of that holy cross. We praise you, O Lord, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We recognize these words from the Stations of the Cross that we pray, saying those words each time we come to the mystery. We're reminded over and over again that venerating the Holy Cross is a way of devoutly recalling the sacrifice that Christ made for our salvation. How can we be unmoved by this act of his, this total self-sacrifice, the suffering and pain he endured on that cross? he was completely free of sin. His healing graces, we see them prefigured, as it were, in our first reading today. Moses lifted up the figure of a bronze serpent, and those who gazed upon it were healed from the bites of that seraph serpent who bit so many people. So also when we gaze with love upon the cross of our Savior, who died for us, we receive the healing graces of our soul that our souls need. So today's feast is indeed a feast of exaltation. The victory of Christ has been won. Death and the consequences of sin are overcome. Jesus empties himself, assuming the condition of a slave and being found in the likeness of men. He literally emptied himself completely and humbled himself, becoming obedient to his heavenly Father unto death, even death on a cross. Brothers and sisters, whenever we sign ourselves with the sign of the cross, we remind ourselves that we live in the grace of Christ through his victory on the cross. We live now in hope of eternal life because of that victory. Sometimes I think we make the cross too fast without even thinking. We don't really take a moment to think about what we're doing. But when we make the sign of the cross, we should do so very deliberately. It's as if the cross is being wrapped around us. That victory of Christ, we assume into ourselves, we take into ourselves. We praise you, O Lord, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.